Penguin Audio presents The Lion and the Rose by Kate Quinn. Read by Layla Birch, Maria Elena Infantino, and Ronan Vibert.
Prologue. Men demonstrate their courage more often in little things than in great. Baldassare Castiglione. December 1494. Leonella. This is all terribly anticlimactic, I complained to my mistress. Captured by enemy forces, and where are the dungeons, the torturers, the chains? At the very least, you should have been sold into the harem of a Moorish merchant prince. That would be a story worth telling. I hurt too badly to laugh at my own joke, so I gave a shallow sigh instead. There is no literary scope in spending a few nights drinking French wine with French generals, listening to French compliments, and being escorted back to Rome in luxury. I think it was a trifle more harrowing than that. Giulio Farnese looked across the carriage at the bandages wrapping my chest and shoulder and hip, the splints a French surgeon had strapped to my broken fingers, the black bruises that covered nearly every visible inch of my flesh like splotches of pitch. How is the pain, Leonella? And don't just grit your teeth at me stoically, please. Why, it's a very splendid pain, I said airily. We've gotten to know each other very well, really. Perhaps I shall give it a name and keep it for a pet when this is all over. I'd been beaten to a pulp by French pikemen for daring to defend my mistress when French scouts descended like wolves on her travelling party as she made her way toward the Holy City. More precisely, I'd been beaten to a pulp because I'd killed three French pikemen and wounded two more before they...